Dictation for Mr. William Wilson, Willillian, Willison. Date of birth is 4/27/1976. Date of accident 5/19/2022. Date of service is 7/12/2022. Mr. William Wilson reports that his pain has worsened and is not improving, and the pain medication has not helped. He is not able to sleep at all. Headaches are worse, 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they are at least 2 to 3 times per week. He is able to sleep 3 to 4 hours. Pain in the neck and upper back is 9, and pain in the left shoulder is 9. Severe spasm is reported. He is unable to move his neck and up back, cannot move around. Middle back pain and lower back pain varies from 3 to 5. Overall, his pains are from 8 to 9, and effect on the ADLs is 9. Reports no relief at all. And in the ADLs, patient reports that he is suffering from general activity, work, and sleep are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Mood is affected 7. And enjoyment of life is affected 6. In the neurology, in the system review, neurology and psych patient reports headaches and vision disturbance, tension, difficulty sleeping, lack of focus, poor work performance. He denies any dizziness, vertigo, double vision, blackout, seizures. He denies any loss of memory or any anxiety, depression, panic. He denies any forgetfulness. In the pain and numbness, patient has lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness. And in the pain, he has a pain in the neck, both shoulders, mid back, upper back, lower back. There is clicking and grinding in the shoulders, and he is unable to sleep, and extreme spasm. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel. In or no stomach pain or blood in the stool or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the medicine is not working and his pain has worsened. In the last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Tylenol number 4 with codeine. Substance abuse none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance with the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 139 over 91, pulse is 87, and pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination is same from previous visit of June 23, 2022, dictation number is 0626-025. Please use the general review and musculoskeletal and extremities examination.
For the patient.
Diagnosis are also the same plan of care. The patient reported that he had some relief with the injection treatment that he underwent, with the Toradol and the shoulder injection to the left. He is requesting again the same. His maps have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed. He is provided following medication, which are meloxicam, 7.5 twice a day for relief of the anti-inflammatory, Zanaflaxo, 4 milligrams twice a day for muscular relaxation, pregabalin is canceled, gabapentin, Neurontin 600 milligrams is provided, and SFX 20 milligram daily, and Zol and Ambien 5 milligram. The patient is also offered Migranol nasal spray for severe headaches and Imitrex tablets, also 25 milligram 1 to 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches. Narco 7.5, 325, 1 every 12 hours for 15 days. 30 tablets are provided for a relief of pain for now. The patient is ordered an MRI for the cervical spine and for the lumbar spine to be done. It's possible that he may have a rotator cuff tear, and we'll first get the spine MRI done, and then it may be possible that he needs a left shoulder MRI also. He was insisting on getting an injection to the left shoulder and rotator cuff muscles, supraspinatus and infraspinatus, and he was finding pain in the deltoid muscle in the front, as well as biceps tendon area. These injections are going to be done as he wanted. Other than that, patient will be visiting us in 15 days to review his condition. The next is the procedures. First is injection of the supraspinatus muscle tendon and infraspinatus muscle tendon with the dexamethasone. The area, the medical indications are that the patient is unable to lift his shoulder, left shoulder, beyond 90 degrees. Severe pain and crepitus are felt, and there is no dislocation. Patient points out to the tenderness in the biceps tendon area and junction of the deltoid muscle, as well as in the supraspinatus and infraspinatus. These three injections are done according to the protocol for supraspinatus and infraspinatus, and for the deltoid and the biceps border injection was done for the most painful area, and the patient is quite satisfied. Pain was relieved before he left. Three injections total were given with the dexamethasone and Marcan. End of dictation, he'll be seen after the MRIs are done.